exciting, but it's also, you know, you, when you don't know what you're going into, you know, because they're inviting us in, into their, I guess it's almost like a longhouse or a big house. So we don't really know what to expect, and you have to be invited in order to go into those houses, what we understand. So a normal tourist can't go into those places. So we're not a normal tourist. We're actually going there for, you know, business and cultural exchange, language exchange, and also they have governance models that work for them. They're pretty innovative. So things that will work for us, because, you know, we're the current only title holders that we know of in the world.
Okay, so it sounds like you're hoping to maybe bring back quite a bit from this experience.
Oh, yeah. You know, because our nation is not very big, you know, we have to play our cards accordingly. You know, we can't waste time. You know, we're a pretty productive team. So, you know, everything that we do has a meaning, has a purpose, and has a timeline.
Yeah.
So, you know, we planned a whole year out.
And are you going to be flying out from Vancouver?
Yes, that's correct. A 15-hour flight. Wow. So we leave tomorrow at midnight. So we're leaving a day ahead just so we're not traveling down the day of and then getting on a flight for 15 hours. That kind of adds up to about almost like a 24-hour flight. So, or 24-hour day. We didn't want to...
Okay. How many people are going to be going with you?
So there's 21 of us going.
Okay.
You know, some of us are bringing our families, so that's kind of adds up the numbers. So, and people bringing their families pay out of their own pocket personally. So, like I'm bringing my wife and my daughter, so, you know, I'll pay personally out of my own pocket to bring them along. So, but this is a, you know, I'd say it's like a once in a lifetime experience. So.
And are they excited also?
Oh yeah, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple months now, so it's kind of really pretty cool to see it come. You know, we're on a day where we're going to be leaving, so, and, you know, for us, you know, our community, how our nation works also, is to do a send-off. So, you know, when we travel, you know, we always bring our ancestors with us to overlook us. So, you know, there's a lot of spiritual teaching, and also, you know, we're teaching our young, you know, we're bringing youth reps, you know, we're bringing our kids with us, you know, that's how we travel. You know, if you look at a non-native government, they'll only bring one person. They won't allow their family to go. So for us, it's a generational thing that we teach to our young. So.
Okay. Which other chiefs are going to be joining you?
So there's only two chiefs going, so myself and Chief Joe.
Okay. Do you hope that this, I guess, relationship, friendship will maybe continue after this?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the intention, is to build relationships. And they have a lot of stuff going for them and a lot of good things going for them. And, you know, we want to share notes, so to speak. I guess, you know, Indigenous people sharing notes is, you know, a thing that's been lost for a long time, I guess, you know, because it's fairly new to Canada, you know, 150 years of a damage to our people. So, you know, we're recovering, and how you recover is you share, you teach one another, you know, we build, you know, we're the only nation that has title, so we want to share that. We even have stories that resemble that also, you know, how Raven stole fire or stole the light. You know, we've done that. We've stolen the light from the government. And now we're sharing that light with other nations across the world and all over Canada.
And I'm just from this, I understand they were here last year?
Yeah, you know, they came in June or mid-June. They came all the way to Niemeyer for one night and one day. And so we showed them a bit of who we are, and we brought them out onto the lake and showed them the importance of our lake and how the identity as Tsleil-Waututh people and what it means to our people, and how we won title. You know, warriors went to war, and we showed the depth that we look at. And they fell in love with our area. So, you know, we're pretty excited to host them, and, you know, they're even more excited to host us. You know, recently we've released a reality TV show, and they've been watching it. So, they say they're hosting movie stars, so they're pretty excited to host us. So, and vice versa, we're excited to go see them. Something we've never done before. So.
Okay.